AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House has just voted on a spending bill that would prevent a government shutdown at midnight. The bill had already been passed in the Senate and now goes on to President Obama. It would keep the government open through December 11th. The president earlier said Republican budget brinkmanship was getting old.
Instead of manufacturing new crises, Congress should be investing in the things that help our economy grow.
The Supreme Court denied a request from Richard Glossop to stop his execution in Oklahoma. He was supposed to die this afternoon, but it was put on hold, awaiting word from the Supreme Court. Glossop has maintained his innocence despite being convicted twice for his role in the 1997 beating death of his boss. The Pentagon says the first Russian airstrikes in Syria appear to have targeted areas that don't have Islamic State fighters. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Defense Chief Ash Carter says Russia seems to be contradicting itself after claiming it wants to help a political transition in Syria.
The Russian approach here is doomed to fail.
Russia's top diplomat insists the airstrikes did target Islamic State positions.
Don't listen to Pentagon about the Russian strikes.
But Russia expert Andrew Weiss says this is new territory for Moscow, and whatever the intent, it's making a dangerous situation worse.
I don't think the Russians are equipped to do this effectively or with great precision.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
More than 6,000 additional pages of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails were released by the State Department today. The family of a teenage shoplifting suspect who died in police custody in Indianapolis over the weekend after complaining of breathing problems has hired an attorney to investigate the events leading up to his death. Rough quarter on Wall Street, but it ended on a positive note. Stocks were higher, the Dow up 235 points. This is AP Radio News. In the Atlantic, forecasters think Joaquin could become a powerful hurricane.
At the National Hurricane Center, forecasters say Joaquin is now a Category 1 hurricane and is forecast to become a major Category 3 storm after it passes the Bahamas. Director Rick Knapp says the threat to the U.S. is still unclear, however.
It still is not certain whether or not Joaquin will directly impact the U.S. East Coast or will stay out to sea.
Forecasters are sending additional aircraft to gather more data about Joaquin to plug into computer models analyzing the storm's path. Tony Winton, Miami.
On the last day of September, there is close to a foot of snow on the ground in Fairbanks, Alaska. Schools are closed. Some homes are without power. Trees fell on power lines. It forced a local grocery store to store frozen food outside, where the temperature is 29 degrees. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.